So we're actually recommending clients have an entire extra set of filters on site, because you just don't know. And, you know, we are in earthquake country as well. Roads can be compromised.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be great, Lisa? We got an emergency call and we're going through all this. They have everything we need. I mean, that's going to be huge.
Yeah,
especially to have oil and a filter.
And now, after the glass fire, the importance of having an extra air filter was very evident as well, because the ash was so heavy.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing we want is try to educate and make sure our clients are prepared.
I mean, this was a real paradigm shift. And it seems as the years have gone on, now we're in the third year, it seems like, I mean, I'm really proud of our clients. They've gotten to the point where they realize this is not just a one-time deal here, these emergencies. Wildfires, it seems to be our normal, and we're getting really good at chasing wildfires. But there seems to have been a difference. And one of the differences we've seen is everybody was calling us by phone. And now people are emailing us.
Yeah, I mean, especially in stress times and emergencies, obviously, communication, having an open line and being able to speak freely with our client, that is going to be huge. Where I think when, you know, they started putting in that email as part of communication and having that as another source, it ended up turning out to be, you know, 10 times better. You know, we have multiple people looking at our emails, information, everything. It just seems like it was going so much smoother, quicker. You know, we had all the information right there in front of us, and we weren't really jumping from phone to phone and trying to pass it on to the right person, where, you know, we kind of had a group effort that was monitoring the, you know, our email. And what was that email again, Liesl?
info@leetgenerators.com. The other thing that happened, John, was a lot of times it was you calling back clients and walking them through resetting their generator, avoiding an emergency call. Gosh, I would think probably 80% we handled over the phone, with the client going out there with FaceTime with you and being able to solve their own problem.
When this all started, this wasn't the norm. A lot of people didn't feel comfortable going out to their generators and opening them up and doing this, where, like you said, I think a lot of our clients have really stepped up, and I think a lot of them are taking that extra step and taking the training really serious, where when we have these emergencies and I can talk to them and they know what I'm talking about and they feel comfortable, it's more than half the battle.
What we do that also worked really well, put cheat sheets on our blog at www.leetgenerators.com. What kind of oil do I use? How do I start and stop my generator correctly? Hey, I have a 60 kW. What is my oil change interval? I don't remember, just by looking up that blog.